Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
30 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Ed Gillespie has won the GOP nomination for governor of Virginia, but it was a lot closer than many people thought it would be.
Just over 4,300 votes separate Corey Stewart and Ed Gillespie. That margin was enough for the Associated Press to call the race for Gillespie.
I cannot wait to lead a unified ticket to victory in November.
But Noel Fritch, the campaign spokesman for Corey Stewart, says the race isn't over.
Well, it's a razor-thin margin, and we're taking a look at all of the votes. I think there's still some absentee ballots out there to be counted.
Fritch tells WMAL he thinks a recount would be in line with draining the swamp. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And you can see last night's speeches by Corey Stewart and Ed Gillespie at WMAL.com. The Democratic contest was not so close. Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam outpolled challenger Tom Perriello.
2017 is going to be our year. I don't know about you, but I'm proud to be a Democrat and win.
Northern Virginia State Senator Jill Vogel won the Republican nomination for Virginia Lieutenant Governor. She'll face Attorney Justin Fairfax, who won the Democratic primary. London's fire commissioner says several people have died in a high-rise apartment fire. Dozens of other people have been injured.
We are still working very hard. We rescued large numbers of people from inside the building very early on across a range of different floors. I've spoken to crews who've been up as far as the 19th and 20th floor. So we've got crews continuing to work very hard in there at the moment. We are making steady progress in going through the whole building.
Police have turned a nearby church into a makeshift center for evacuees. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court for more time in the legal battle over the president's travel ban.
Acting Solicitor General Jeffrey Wall telling the High Court he wants additional time to file legal papers for the government in response to a second federal appeals court that refused to lift a hold on President Trump's ban on travelers from 6 largely Muslim countries. The justices are considering the administration's request to reinstate the president's travel ban. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Nearly 200 Democratic members of Congress are suing President Trump in federal court, claiming he accepted payments from foreign governments through his businesses without congressional consent.
At least 30 U.S. senators and 166 representatives are plaintiffs in the suit, representing the largest number of legislators ever to sue a U.S. president. The White House is denying the claims, but the Trump Organization has said it will donate profits from customers representing foreign governments to the U.S. Treasury, but would not require such clients to identify themselves. Sierra Crawford, Washington.
It was completed almost 100 years ago, and now one of D.C.'s most iconic memorials is about to get a facelift.
The Lincoln Memorial is not hard to recognize, but soon it could get a few improvements to make the space a bit more inviting and accessible. It would include new bathrooms, exterior cleaning, and the opening of the rarely seen undergroft of the building.
It's a very cathedral-like space, and it has the piers that basically support the Lincoln Memorial.
Catherine Dewey is chief of resource management for the National Park Service. She says it's up to the public to have a say about what gets done.
We are inviting the public to go to parkplanning.nps.gov.
The work is being made possible by a multi-million dollar donation. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Residents of an Arlington apartment building were startled yesterday morning by the appearance of a python in the hall. Authorities describe it as a small, juvenile ball python. They made quick work of capturing the snake, which they say appeared to be very scared. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 21,328. The Nasdaq at 6,220. Sports, the Nationals' losing streak is over as they beat Atlanta. The Orioles, however, have now lost 6 in a row, falling again to the White Sox. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
The Big Screen Store's Smart Summer Savings Time. Get a giant Samsung 65-inch smart TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung? Now that's a great price.
That's right. And it's yours for just $8.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a Samsung 65-inch smart TV is just $8.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 95 crash really slowing us past 32. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Southbound 95 as you pass Route 32 before you get to 216 heading in toward North Laurel. That's where the crash. And a lot to check out when you get there. The right half of the interstate blocked. The pickup truck involved in the crash somehow ended up on top of the guardrail. You stay to the left to get by. I'm looking at delays almost back to 175. So southbound 95 commuters early on here, extra time. South of 100, get ready because you're at speed and then you'll slam on the brakes. Out of Columbia, 29, that looks good. Much better option for you passing 32 and down to 216. No problems to report on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. 270, here we come through Urbana and Hyattstown. That'll be the heaviest stretch just with that volume forming. 95 in Virginia and Newington had the stalled car. They were pushing to the shoulder. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to break the heat after 95 hot ones yesterday. Scattered storms, 87 for today's high temperature. Down to near 83 tomorrow with clouds early afternoon sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Stafford, 77 in Kensington, 79 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. It's going to be Gillespie versus Northam in this fall's race for governor of Virginia. To get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this hour at 6:35, Cal Thomas will join us. Then at 7:35, we've got Dr. Stephen Farnsworth to talk about the Virginia primaries yesterday. And 8 a.m., we've got David Drucker. He's the senior political correspondent for the Washington Examiner, here to talk about Jeff Sessions. My name is Vince Colonnay, is joined by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Well, we are in the summer. A lot of people planning their vacations. And amongst those people planning their vacation, Congress, because they don't get, you know, like the rest of us, you start a new job, the freshman congressman get 10 days all year. It's not how it works. They don't have that gig. They give it a way better gig than the rest of us. They get August off. Because, you know, it's hot. And I think that probably goes back to, I have the, if you've ever seen the movie 1776, they had an entire song about foul-fitted, fuming, foggy, filthy Philadelphia, because wow, it's just so hot. And they're wearing
that
linen.
Was alliterative.
And so, and so I made a great song. Eh? So I think this goes back to, and it's just in my brain, it goes back to back in the old days when it was really, really hot and they had no air conditioning. And so they had to take August off. So we just kept that. So mm-hmm. they get the entire, and I don't know if that's true, but that's in my
probably.
That's my own made up story as to why. So they get August off.
Yeah.
Well, the House Freedom Caucus called on Republican leadership to cancel the August recess to actually get some work done. They want to work on tax reform and other priorities, is saying that we have no right. Mark Meadows said, we need to work through August recess to get everything done. We believe we need to stay through August to get through tax reform and get our appropriations done. I think this is brilliant. Because they're going to have to vote on it. Make the Democrats vote against it. Democrats don't want to do anything. Put the Democrats in the position they've put you in for years and, well, decades, centuries. Put them in that position. Make them say, no, we want our vacation, because that will anger the American people. I think that will really hit a chord with a lot of people, not their base, obviously, but for most people who will say, wait a minute, I don't get August off. I got to work. If I don't get a job done, I have to work. And there are some other people who are also coming out and backing this up. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Do you agree with Mark Meadows and the Freedom Caucus that they should cancel their August recess? But here's the other thing. What happens if they do and they still don't get anything done? Then what? If they take August off and they get nothing done, this could be a catch-22 for the Republicans, where like their base is going to go, wait a minute, you didn't take your vacation and you still got nothing done. And what should they try to tackle? Do they tackle just one thing, say we're just going to tackle tax reform? Do they try to tackle more than one thing? What do you want to see them do in this?
I think it's Paul Ryan who's been saying they can walk and chew gum at the same time. Let's see some gum chewing. Because, you know, there is a lot to get done. They've got tax reform. They've got the Senate has an Obamacare repeal to focus on. They've got to pass their version of a health care bill so that they can get this thing, meet somewhere in the middle on the specifics of the Obamacare repeal. They've got to get this budget passed. They've got a whole bunch of things they've got to knock out. The other thing we heard the other day was Steve Mnuchin says that the government's going to run out of money unless they can raise that debt ceiling again come September. Now, it's not clear. We were talking to Larry Kudlow yesterday. He's obviously very for getting rid of this recess. He thinks Congress should keep working. And he said that, you know, the government has the budgetary tricks to be able to delay certain doom and keep pushing on into later in the year, maybe, not necessarily at September. But it's clear we've got some deadlines ahead of us, and the Congress has to work on them. And there's a part of me that thinks if you're going to drain the swamp, you may as well get the frogs out. And, you know, there, for many years, I've always thought, hey, the less government's doing, the better. But the truth is, if you're going to sort of correct all the problems you've got, whether it's tackling the debt, tackling the budget, tackling tax reform, trying to jumpstart American businesses, fixing the certain doom that's coming if nothing is fixed within Obamacare, all of that needs to be done rather quickly. And the calendar doesn't have that many weeks left for you to get it done. Because once we get to 2018, guess what's not happening? Work. 2018 is a big fundraising recess for all of Congress. The responsibility at that point is get reelected or defeat your opponent or go on, use the House and Senate floors to campaign, which is what many of them do. They give grandstanding speeches so they can be caught on camera talking about their pet issue. And we just lose any momentum we have for 2018. So if Democrats or Republicans want to get done anything now, they have to get it done this year. It has to be done now. So this recess, look, if you want to earn yourself a recess, earn it by accomplishing this legislation. Because if you can't, I think that the people who want to get rid of it have made a very strong argument for why Congress should keep working in August.
I totally agree. Joe in Annapolis, you can kick it off for us here. 888-630-9625. Joe, you're on Mornings on the Mall. Should they work through their recess?
Yeah, good morning. I think they should just work only in August. And then take the other 11 months off.
Yeah, that's right.
Go back to their districts and get a real job.
Yeah,
that way, in August, they just get their job done for the people. They're hot and they're miserable, stuck inside the Capitol building. That gives an extra incentive for them to collaborate and work together, get the bills passed that the people need, and that's it. And get out.
I like the idea. Joe, thank you so much. Drive carefully. I think maybe one of the things they need to do is rework the congressional calendar, because so much of their quote-unquote work, you're 100% right, Vince, is just working on getting themselves reelected. That's all it is when they haven't done anything. And you know what? I blame the American voter, too, because we keep doing the same thing and banging our heads against the same wall and expect different results. If you don't like them, don't send them back to Washington, D.C. But people will always like, well, my guy's okay. You should change who you vote for because your guy's no good, but my guy's okay.
Yeah. Well, Republicans have been, I think, to some extent, been trying. President Trump frequently heralding how much legislation they've gotten passed and how many laws they've signed. What he's referring to are these overwhelming number of Congressional Review Act things that they've passed. And basically, in a quick summary, they're just repealing Obama regulations, these Congressional Review Acts, these CRAs. And he's using it to an extent that no other president has used since it was originally created by the Newt Gingrich-led Congress in the 90s. So in that way, President Trump is accomplishing what he can using the Congress. But right now, through some combination of the Senate filibuster and all of these distractions, the Russia investigation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there's just a sort of a slowness to the Congress that is clearly frustrating the president because he's got a big agenda and he'd like to push through.
Absolutely. 888-630-9625. Should Congress have to work through the August recess? There's only 7 weeks between now and then. And then when they come back, they're going to be working on the debt ceiling. So should they have to work through the recess? But what happens if they do and they still don't get anything done? Then what? 888-630-WMAL.
6:15 now, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a lot of our activity right now with trouble spot is Maryland 95, coming southbound, south of 32 before you get to 216. Still have to stay to the left to get by this accident. Have a pickup truck that ended up on the guardrail, so a lot to check out. Two right lanes are blocked, a major delay south from 100, again, past 32. For the northbound side, 95. If you're pushing north and toward Baltimore, your travel lanes are open and no delay to get past the scene. Here we come through town, D.C., 295. We'll take you southbound as you come off of 50, down past Benning and East Capitol Street. The volume, all lanes are reported open. Virginia, 95, getting better in Newington, had the stalled car that was over to the shoulder, but we now have lanes reopened there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we got scattered thunderstorms, a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, some considerable cloudiness, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, low of 68. Thursday, we'll have mostly cloudy skies early, which will become partly cloudy later in the day, high of 83 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 80 degrees, 616 on WMAL.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. You can schedule a visit with an Inova primary care doctor 24/7, either online or with a customer service specialist. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
We need to get it done. I believe that we can get it done in July, but if not, we need to stay and be about the people's business and make sure we get tax reform and tax cuts done, make sure they're retroactive, and be serious about putting something on the president's.
And that was Freedom Caucus Chair Mark Meadows saying that, hey, we got to work through August, if necessary, to finally get something done. Yeah, what a novel idea. Bob from Alexandria, you're on Mornings on the Mall. Do you agree with Mr. Meadows?
I do agree, and I laughed so hard I had to pull over to call. I'd like to also add to that, why not require them to schedule these Russian hearings on Saturdays and Sundays only? Geez, it'd be amazing to see how quick they got to the bottom of it then.
That's very true.
That's right. The viewing would be better. That way everyone doesn't have to do it during work. You have viewing parties on Saturdays for that.
Yeah, Bob, great idea. Drive carefully. I'm glad you pulled over to make the call. I love all of these ideas. These people, our representatives, don't lead the life their constituents do. And this has been a complaint for a really long time.
Well, if you consider all of the things the Trump administration wants to do as urgent and important, this is not a light question. This is a really serious question because your ability to get your agenda passed is imperiled by waiting until next year. This year is the time to do it. You have control of both houses of Congress. You have to do this. If you're President Trump, you may be, as of this morning, beginning to think about, when do I start tweeting that they need to suspend the recess? Because his agenda, if he wants to get anything done this year, that's going to be an important part of it.
It's almost a no-lose. That Republicans can usually lose in a no-lose. But this is almost a no-lose in the sense that anyone who votes against this is going to be on the record of saying, no, I want to take the whole month of August off. How many of their constituents could say, well, I'd like to take the month of August off too, but I need to feed my family. So guess what, buddy? I have to go to work because I have things that I need to do. Greg from Virginia, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Who do you side with here?
Well, I side with they haven't done anything in 2.5 years, so what's the difference taking August off, July off, the rest of it?
Yeah, you haven't noticed. Yeah.
But let me ask you a question, Greg. I'm going to take it to the next step. So why do we keep reelecting the same people?
Because they keep promising the stuff and And we voted them all in. We voted Trump in. We voted, like I said, we voted them all in, and been nothing but a fiasco. And it's all, you know, defending this, defending that. No plan when they went to.
Greg, your phone is breaking up there. I'm sorry about
but
that.
But he's upset with fecklessness and people just being inefficient and not, you know, not actually creating legislation that they demanded. And this is what happens. I mean, this is why everyone loves their own congressman. That tends to be the case. You love your own congressman, hate everybody else. And that's why Congress has a low approval rating. It's because they're not able to get things done. I've argued in the past that inefficiency is one of the best features of Congress, by the way. The fact that they can't get things done is typically a good thing for the average American, because the less they get done, the better. We don't need more government by and large, and a lot of times Congress likes to rush into doing the things that they all do together. If there's wide bipartisan agreement, grab your wallet and hold tightly. But nowadays, though, I think if you're the Trump administration, you have to be upset, and the president clearly is. We've seen press account after press account after press account suggest, and he said in public, he keeps tweeting how upset he is with the Congress that they haven't been able to advance the agenda, and that's why this idea of getting rid of the August recess probably appeals to the White House today.
And you've got a Congress that where half of the Republicans think it's great that the president is upset with them because they don't side with him. They truly don't. Mike in Bethesda, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Mike, should they take August? Should they work through August?
Absolutely. These people make $165,000 a year for a part-time job. They need to stay and earn their damn money.
It's a lot of money. A lot of people would say for $165,000, I'll work through August.
I'm applauding that.
I'll work through August. I'll take the 10-day vacation deal that most Americans get. I'll take that.
Yeah, and that's nothing.
Days. Yeah, for $165,000, I'm in.
That's nothing compared to the amount of money that flows around these figures and eventually to them when they become lobbyists. I mean, that's $165,000. That's incredible money. Just imagine how much more money is involved in sort of the corruption in D.C., though.
I always find it interesting that they all go in, you know, with no money. Like, even Bernie Sanders. I'm a socialist. I only own two pairs of underwear. Yeah, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And now he's part of the one percenters. It's shocking how that happens.
He's thrifty to use only two pairs of underwear with all that money
he makes. He is a budget cutter. Ben from Culpeper, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning, guys. So if I have an assignment at my job that's due, like, I got something I'm working on now, I can't take off early. I can't even take off at a normal time. I got to stay and I got to work on it.
Right. And sometimes so, you even spend the weekend slaving away over that project.
Right. I've spent many, many hours in front of my TV on my laptop when my wife is watching some home improvement show and I'm typing away and doing stuff that I got to do for work.
Yeah. Imagine it's time for Congress to pick up the laptop and start working.
If congressmen had to go back and work at their regular job the way they used to back in the 1700s and 1800s and have to actually go back, we would have a much different country.
622 now on WMAL.
Turn snacking upside down with Chobani Flip, a delicious snack that combines creamy Greek yogurt with crunchy natural mix-ins like dark chocolate, roasted almonds, and salted pretzels. With so many flavors to choose from, you're sure to find a Flip for you.
Conventional wisdom says that you should buy a new mattress about every 8 to 10 years, but my hubby and I have been ignoring it, and there was like a little valley in the middle, and we finally broke down and said, all right, time to replace the mattress. So we went to Mattress Warehouse, and we met Roy, who was amazing. He was like our mattress angel, and he introduced us to BedMatch. We entered some information into a computer, and then what you do is you lie down on a special mattress, and you have to change positions a couple of times, and the computer does its calculations, and within 3 minutes, the computer had calculated our pressure points, our sleeping positions, and our weight distribution, and it gave us a list of 6 mattresses that were the best suited for us. So instead of taking 3 hours to find a mattress, it took us 3 minutes. We didn't have to spend the afternoon trying out every mattress in the store. With our mattress angel, Roy, and the science behind BedMatch, we found the perfect mattress. Whatever your needs or price range, you can find your match at Mattress Warehouse. So if it's time to replace your mattress, go to Mattress Warehouse, where they use science, not pressure, to match you with your perfect mattress. To find a Mattress Warehouse near you, just go to sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com for Mattress Warehouse.
Step up to higher rates. John Marshall Bank is offering 2, 3, and 4 year step-up CDs that not only offer a highly competitive initial rate, the rate automatically increases each anniversary to help protect your savings. It's a step up and over conventional CDs.
to take advantage of this limited-time offer for new money and to learn more about our automatic rate increase step-up CD, go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com. Member FDIC.
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you. So you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery. So you get back to what matters most.
Higher, Daddy, higher!
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit NovantHealthUVA.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update is now sponsored by Spot Hero. Maryland 95 are still struggling with this crash. We get a lot to check out when you get to the scene of the incident. You see the pickup truck that ended up on the guardrail. But you get one additional lane open. So now they just have one right lane blocked, but major delays south of 32 to get past this crash. Delays near Route 100. So plan for the extra time. Still looking good on the BW Parkway as an option. 29 out of Columbia and through that stretch. That also checks out fine. Check me out into town, Northwest EC. Right as you come out of the 3rd Street Tunnel, I'm really looking at these northbound delays growing. The crash once you get out of the tunnel at 4th and New York Avenue. That's what's over. But part of that focal point of those delays. Virginia, 66, not a worry, but of course the stop and go. Through Manassas into Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users, enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We may see a few showers, thunderstorms come in as we head on through today, mainly later in the day toward the evening hours. Temperatures down into the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 80 degrees, 627 on WMAL.
Richard from Springfield, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Richard, we've got 1 minute.
Well, good morning. I think you guys have beaten up on congressmen. I knew one. I don't want to say who, but they work very hard. They have, like in Virginia, over 200 municipalities all vying for federal dollars. They're ringing the phones off the hook there. The Democrats, even on the council level, on little municipalities, are fighting Republicans all the way. These guys are working hard. You couldn't get private sector people to work that hard for the pay that they're getting, I guarantee it.
Yeah, but it is a real job. I mean, they're supposed to actually take on some of those issues. I mean, that's expected, of course. And they're paid pretty well for it. And the access that they get, the power, I mean, that is not to be understated. I mean, you're a member of Congress. That puts you in a position that most people in society can never get to. And it's a real valuable one. I think there are upsides and downsides for sure. But I'm not sitting here thinking that many of these congressmen are victims. Not this morning, at least.
Not feeling sorry for him.
6:28, WMAL.
You might think the Constitution is a really boring thing. A lot of people do. If you're going to understand the form of our government, you'll have to understand something that's in the Declaration of Independence as a precursor. What is the difference between a human being and a dog? It'd be really good, wouldn't it, to know what that thing is. The longest surviving written constitution in human history? Oh, come on, you guys got to be able to answer that question.
The American Constitution.
We have now named the elephant in the room. We're trying to explain the United States of America. We are social and we are moral, and therefore we are political. Declaration good, say lots of scholars. Constitution not so good. What is the relationship between them? That's a big story. Very big story.
As a Hillsdale student, professors like Dr. Arndt inspire me to learn about human nature and government. Join us for a new free Constitution course that mirrors the classroom experience. Enroll at freeconstitutioncourse.com. freeconstitutioncourse.com.
Weak economic data has led to interest rates falling back to the lowest levels in a year. This is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if you're one of the many who procrastinated and didn't take advantage of the lowest rates in history, this is your last window of opportunity. Call me, Mark Livingstone, at 202 202- 202-625-1221. We'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. That's 202-625-1221 or log on to cornerstonefirst.com.
If online dating is turning you off, let us introduce you to It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for professional singles.
Getting to know my clients is the most important part of what we do and why we're so successful.
Let someone else do the legwork. All you have to do is show up and have a great time.
We bring a more successful way of dating to the table.
And to celebrate making sparks fly for over a quarter of a century, new IJL members will receive a special offer during the month of June. Call or text 202-466-6699.
American Otto Warmbier returning to Ohio in a coma from North Korea. A really rough story, and Cal Thomas will join us in mere moments to discuss. That's all ahead. 6:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Virginia Republicans have chosen Ed Gillespie as their candidate for governor.
I cannot wait to lead a unified ticket to victory in November. I cannot wait to run with my friend Jill Vogel. Congratulations, Jill, on your hard-fought victory. Our lieutenant governor nominee.
Gillespie narrowly defeated Corey Stewart, with Frank Wagner finishing third. Virginia Democrats, meanwhile, gave their nomination to Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam.
We need someone that will stand up to what's going on in Washington, to the hatred and the bigotry and the recklessness. We don't want it coming anywhere near Virginia.
Northam outpolled former Congressman Tom Perriello. A devastating apartment building fire in London overnight has left at least six people dead and dozens injured.
In my 29 years of being a firefighter, I have never, ever seen anything of this scale.
London fire officials reacting to the massive, deadly blaze that engulfed an apartment high-rise Wednesday. The fire spreading quickly through the 24-story West London apartment block.
I certainly heard people screaming. I heard people shouting.
Witnesses describing people leaping from the burning building.
It was crazy. So people jumping out the window.
Area hospitals taking in dozens of patients. Officials releasing a statement saying the tower, built in the 70s, had been undergoing major refurbishment. I'm Reed Binion.
Freed UVA student Otto Warmbier is now getting medical treatment back home in Cincinnati after being freed by North Korea. We learned yesterday that Warmbier has actually been in a coma for over a year while in North Korean captivity. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,328, the Nasdaq at 6220. Sports, two homers by Ryan Zimmerman power the Nationals to a win over the Braves. The Orioles drop below 500 for the first time this year with another loss to the White Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, everybody. How would you like to update your home with new carpet, hardwood, or laminate? Richard Karn here with Christine Polera for 50 Floor to tell everybody just how simple and easy it is to have 50 Floor replace your old flooring.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze. Why drive all over town when 50 Floor will bring the showroom to you? They always bring a wide selection of the latest trends and fashions so you can make the right decision for your home in your lighting with your decor.
And the day of installation, well, let me tell you, it couldn't be easier. You don't have to lift a finger or any furniture for that matter. They're going to do it all for you. Move your furniture, take up and haul away your old floors, install the new floors, clean up and leave.
Plus, from now until the end of the month, you're going to save big with 50 Floor's free installation sale. That's free installation on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl.
50 Floor offers 12 months same as cash financing. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Mention promo code radio and you get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The air flow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat blowing, sweat evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair works guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free. Putting the AC into DC. Yeah, because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. On sale now, get 3 bags of shredded hardwood mulch for just $10. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First to the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, one of our tough areas right now continues to be Maryland Interstate 95 southbound. The crash south of Route 32 still has the right lane of 4 blocked, but delays back near Route 100. And one checking out too, commuters coming southbound through that stretch over to 295, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, picks up a lot of that bailout traffic. 29, that still looks good if you're heading south from 100 through Columbia and 32. That's the best option, but that is quite the workaround. Now for 270 through Urbana, Hyattstown, that seems to be about our heaviest stretch of 270. Coming out of the 3rd Street Tunnel, northbound 3rd Street Tunnel, if you would merge to go to outbound New York Avenue, that crash now to the shoulder, so the pace is improving through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good chance we'll get some wet weather today. Try to break the heat. 95 hot ones yesterday. Believe it or not, one shy of tying the record, so no record high. Today, clouds gathering and very warm to start. This afternoon, 87. Scattered storms come in through this evening. Then considerably cloudy overnight, 68. Clouds go away to some sunshine tomorrow, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Woodbridge, 76 in Beltsville, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. 637 here on WMAL. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we got Dr. Stephen Farnsworth at 735. Let's talk about these Virginia primaries yesterday. Ralph Northam, Ed Gillespie winning in the state. And then David Drucker will join us at 8:05. He's the senior political correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Talk about that Jeff Sessions hearing that we all got to watch yesterday, and we'll recap that for you. This is Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnais, joined by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
I entirely beg the government of the DPR Korea for your forgiveness. Please, I have made the worst mistake of my life.
That was Otto Warmbier. It's just, you're seeing it all over the news, and it is just gut-wrenching. He committed the crime in North Korea of removing a propaganda poster from a wall in a hotel, which is what a 21-year-old college student sees that and goes, cool, I'm going to bring it home, and I'm going to put it in my dorm, and I'm going to be really cool. Well, for that, he was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor by the North Koreans. He has now come home in a coma for taking a poster off a wall in a hotel. Joining us to discuss that right now is Cal Thomas, columnist, author. You hear him here on WMAL. Cal, good morning. How are you, Cal? Cal, from what we understand, Otto is in a coma. The North Koreans are claiming it's because he contracted botulism and took a sleeping pill, and he just has never woken up. Do we buy that? Do we think that's the truth?
Only if you want to buy some swamp land in Pyongyang, Mary. I mean, you know, here, this is taking on the tenure of a Saturday Night Live skit. You got Dennis Rodman, of all people, going back to Pyongyang. I'm calling it two wild and crazy guys. You got Kim and you got Dennis Rodman. You know, in sports, they sometimes give up a player in exchange for two future draft choices. I think we ought to make a deal with Kim. He gets to keep Dennis Rodman, and we get the rest of the prisoners that he's holding. Why anybody would go to North Korea, I mean, you might as well go on vacation in Baghdad. It's crazy. But I'm glad he's out, and who knows what this meeting is all about. I mean, there have been rumors that somehow he is an unnamed representative for President Trump. But I think there's some interest on Kim's part in this to ratchet things down a little bit, because you've got people like the Defense Secretary Mattis, who is saying that we're just basically one step away from a war. It's not really in Kim's interest to provoke a war, because he's interested in maintaining power.
Yeah, what the question I have today is, what is going to be ultimately the U.S. government response to this? No one, I think, credibly buys that Otto Warmbier took a sleeping pill, contracted botulism, and then was in a coma for a year after living with the North Koreans. His parents have prior said that they felt like the Obama State Department, and subsequently the Trump State Department, wasn't not being responsive enough, but the Obama State Department said to them, didn't you read the blog post we wrote about how dangerous North Korea was, blaming the parents virtually for the fact that their son ended up getting detained? What do you think the U.S. response will be, if anything, to this?
Well, it's very difficult. I mean, you've got 30,000 American troops in South Korea within range of any of those just conventional weapons that Kim has. You've got millions of South Koreans in Seoul, which is close to the border. Kim has threatened to launch his conventional weapons. God forbid that any of them be nuclear on top of that. So this is why we have presidents, to make these difficult decisions. I can't imagine that the United States would favor a war with North Korea, but on the other hand, we've said that we're not going to allow Kim to acquire nuclear weapons. But according to a report in the Sun newspaper yesterday, he's only one step removed from achieving that goal. So we've got Iran, the previous administration and this one has said we're not going to allow to acquire a nuclear weapon, and now we got North Korea on the edge of the same thing. We're dealing with two very evil empires, and I'm glad I don't have to make the decision.
Should the U.S. be concerned? I mean, this is so ridiculous that Dennis Rodman is, like, you know, credited with anything, but should the U.S. be concerned at all that Dennis Rodman is pretending in any way to act as sort of a diplomatic envoy for the U.S.?
Well, you know, we've had other people go to North Korea, from Jimmy Carter to former Senator and Governor Richardson, but each time we supposedly get a promise to ratchet something back that it puts the world in danger, and each time Kim or his predecessor father have broken the agreement. So you can't trust anything they say. But I'm all for ratcheting down the tension if it actually leads to something. In the past, Kim has gotten more food. He's gotten more time to build his weapons. This is what he's buying, time. He wants the moment where he can declare to the world, I now have nuclear weapons capable of reaching the United States, and using those to blackmail us into more concessions or better recognition of his regime.
Well, this is not the first time Dennis Rodman has gone over. So
this is
something he's done before. And personally, I don't make a big deal. I don't see him as our ambassador. I just think he enjoys hanging out with Kim Jong-un and making himself feel
My worry is that a guy like that goes over and says, yeah, I'll see what I can do, or starts, like, conveying that he has some sort of power because he was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, well, you remember Jesse Jackson did the same thing. He was another one of those who went, as I recall, he got somebody freed as well. But this is the game that totalitarians play. They seize an American, or more than one American, or in this case, a Korean-American or two, and they use them as bargaining chips because they know we care about individual lives. So there's nothing new about this. This has been going on for some time. But this involves nuclear weapons. This is more than just holding hostages to get food or to get other concessions. This is big-time stuff. And I don't know, Dennis Rodman has not gone to diplomatic school, so I don't know what's going to come out of this. And I certainly, you know, we know the State Department knows about it. The president's aware of it. Anything good that comes out of it, great, but I'm not too optimistic.
The fact that they released somebody who's been in a coma for a year doesn't suggest to me that that there's any sort of trend coming. I mean, there's three more Americans that we know of that are being held by North Korea. The prospect of their release today doesn't seem any more likely, does it?
No, it doesn't. And again, as you suggested, anybody who believes that botulism and a pill are the reason this guy's been in a coma for a year, I mean, you got to believe in the tooth fairy. I mean, we just all hope that he recovers. But I mean, I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on TV. But somebody who's been in a coma for a year, that cannot be good for your future health prospects.
And his parents just found out about it, by the way, which is one of the worst parts of this.
Cal, you're going to stay with us. We're going to discuss Jeff Sessions' testimony yesterday as well with you. So thank you so much for that. It is now 6:44 on WMAL.
This summer, experience the Open Road in America's luxury brand with all the style, performance, and perfection you can only get from Lincoln and Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Make a lifetime of summer memories in your new Ted Britt Lincoln, customized from the paint to leather with Lincoln Black Label and protected by Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know the reason you put so much into your yard is because you get so much out of it. This is Strongsville, where lawns come to life. And it all starts with your local independent dealer, where right now, during Cub Cadet Days, exceptional financing offers are available. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take an award-winning XT Enduro Series tractor for a test drive today. Offer subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See store associate for details.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia and Dumfries, do watch fire and rescue units. Scene of the crash on 234 Dumfries Road as you come up to Route 1, Jefferson Davis Highway. So a little bit of activity there. On Interstate 95, pushing north of 17, off and on the brakes through Stafford and Aquia. A lot of commuters head north there every morning. Beyond that, next set of delays will be Dale City into Woodbridge and briefly into Newington. Now, for Maryland 95, it's not just the normal delays this morning. We are jammed because of a crash. South on 95, south of Route 32, one right lane remains blocked at the pickup truck that ended up on the guardrail. So still a lot to deal with. And then the tow truck has to somehow get that off of there. As a result, with the big delays on 95, go figure Baltimore-Washington Parkway picks up a lot of the bailout traffic. So you'll need extra time as well. Top side of the Beltway, 95 and around to George Avenue. Seeing some of that volume definitely filling in, but your travel lanes have been open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front's on the march. Behind that front, we'll see some cooler air or not as warm air come in, especially by tomorrow. Still warm today, but not as hot as yesterday's 95. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, better bet second half of the day in through the evening. 68 overnight tonight, considerably cloudy. Clouds give way to some sunshine tomorrow with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 80 degrees, 6:47 on WMAL.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Carpet cleaning for just $54 per room from the best Zero Res. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Joining us right now is Cal Thomas. He's columnist, author. You know him from his show from here on WMAL. Cal, we wanted to talk to you, get your impression of the Sessions hearing yesterday. Most of the questions asked, from what we could tell, were not even about Russia.
No, this is all the political posturing that makes a lot of Americans really fed up with Washington, Mary. I thought one of my favorite lines, and I thought Sessions did an excellent job, even though he was looked down upon in a condescending way by several of the senators, including Senator Harris, when he said, "I recused myself from any investigation into the campaigns for president, but I did not recuse myself from defending my honor against scurrilous and false accusations." Now, I love it when people talk about their honor, because a lot of Americans think that is something that is sorely lacking in Washington. But as Charlie Hurt points out in his column this morning for the Washington Times, Sessions even went so far as to gently ridicule his former colleagues for focusing on such petty, political, and trivial nonsense at a time when far more pressing matters should be occupying their full attention. All of this stuff is political theater, Mary and Vince. I mean, the rest of the country looks at this and is appalled. It doesn't affect their lives. It doesn't affect their jobs, their income, their level of taxation, the regulation of their businesses, the safety of the country. There has not been a shred of evidence that has proved any collusion between the Trump campaign or members of the campaign and Russia that changed the outcome of the election. Even many Democrats have said that, and yet the investigations go on.
You know, there was a weird moment yesterday where Senator Rod Wyden was questioning Jeff Sessions over the fact that there was supposedly a problematic issue with Jeff Sessions' relationship with Russia. The problem I had was that the only way Rod Wyden could reveal that, he could find out that detail, was that James Comey supposedly said it in a closed session. And here's Ron Wyden relaying what James Comey supposedly said in a closed session in a public session. What was the point of having a closed session if you're just going to give away those secrets? And also, Jeff, and what did you make of Jeff Sessions' response, which was simply like, hey, that's like totally unfair. These are scurrilous implications.
Yeah, well, when you know, when you leak, it depends on who's doing the leaking and who's doing the damage. I mean, Democrats can leak all the time. They can be in collusion with people like Comey and the rest, and it's no problem for them. But if you have leaks that damage a Democrat, for example, Hillary Clinton, then that's bad, and people should be investigated and prosecuted and put in prison. You know, as Chris Plant loves to say, if the Democrats didn't have a double standard, they'd have no standard at all. Again, this is what outrages people. There is no single standard by which everybody or to which everybody is held accountable in this town. It's all about getting power, grabbing power, maintaining power, and nothing gets done. I mean, we're spending all this money on investigations in the Senate,
yes,
in the House. Robert Mueller now, he's got his investigation going. He's hiring staff, many of whom are Democrats, by the way.
Right.
And where is this headed? And at the end of it, when nothing is found out and nobody is indicted and nobody goes to jail and the election outcome still hasn't been changed, we've spent millions of dollars on nothing.
All right, Cal Thomas here for a bunch of information this morning. Cal, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Cal.
6:50 now on WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
It was just one phone call, one seven-figure decision that changed my life forever. Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, founder of NV Real Estate Academy, and in 2004, I attended my very first real estate seminar where I saw the incredible opportunities that existed in real estate investing, only to be disappointed with the lack of tools, education, mentorship, and the community that I felt I needed to be successful flipping houses. But I fought hard through that broken system and built a multi-million dollar real estate business. So if you're ready to set your world on fire and start flipping houses, I'm ready to be there every step of the way. Just make that one phone call, your one seven-figure decision, and I'll give you my Fortunes and Flipping kit free, and you will learn how to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses.
Call 1-800-215-8695 to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-215-8695 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop, plus a free meal, an e-writer tablet, and a USB drive preloaded with Nick's powerful information just for attending the free training workshop. Call 800-215-8695. That's 800-215-8695, so call now.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say, that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
6:53 now, time to check in on your money. Let's see how it's doing with Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk.
Hey, good morning. Futures are higher, indicating a higher open on Wall Street. The Dow and S&P closed at record highs yesterday. Markets are higher in Europe, a little mixed in Asia. Crude oil is a little lower this morning. Waiting for an interest rate increase today from the Federal Reserve. It's widely expected this afternoon. This would be the second this year. It would mean higher costs for you, from mortgages to credit cards. You could benefit, though, from slightly higher rates on your savings account. A rare alert from the government that blames North Korea for cyber attacks stretching back 8 years, along with a warning that more are likely. Media, aerospace, and financial businesses are targets, along with infrastructure like power grids. McDonald's is caving to the locals in France, and it will now sell burgers there with cutlery because many of the French eat their burgers with a knife and a fork. The NBA Finals Game 5, where the Warriors beat the Cavs for the championship, gave ABC its best NBA ratings since 1998. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
You might think the Constitution is a really boring thing. A lot of people do. If you're going to understand the form of our government, you have to understand something that's in the Declaration of Independence as a precursor. What is the difference between a human being and a dog? It would be really good, wouldn't it, to know what that thing is. What is the longest surviving written constitution in human history? Oh, come on, you guys got to be able to answer that question.
The American Constitution.
We have now named the elephant in the room. We're trying to explain the United States of America. We are social and we are moral, and therefore we are political. Declaration good, say lots of scholars. Constitution not so good. What is the relationship between them? That's a big story, very big story.
As a Hillsdale student, professors like Dr. Arndt inspire me to learn about human nature and government. Join us for a new free Constitution course that mirrors the classroom experience. Enroll at freeconstitutioncourse.com. freeconstitutioncourse.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway commuters south of the airport, heavier than normal past Route 100 toward 175 in Jessup. And that's because you're picking up a lot of the bailout traffic. Commuters avoiding 95, which is jammed solid from Route 100 past Route 32. Scene of the crash where it looks like the tow truck finally able to get that pickup truck removed off of the guardrail. Still have the right lane of four blocks, southbound 95 at 32, so definitely an obstacle through there. 270, it's just been about the volume. Urbana and Hyattstown, that seems to be about the slowest stretch of it, so off to a good start there. 66 had the minor crash. Eastbound 66 at Business 234, that's over to the shoulder and in the delays now towards Centerville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to break the heat after 95 hot ones yesterday. Scattered storms, 87 for today's high temperature. We'll be down to near 83 tomorrow with clouds early afternoon sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Now in the nation's capital, 80 degrees, 6:57 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Sing me to sleep. Sing me to sleep. I'm tired.
I want to tell you about a story out of Yankee Stadium, the Stadium Gourmet Deli near Yankee Stadium. There seemed to be an argument about 4:45 in the afternoon on May 29th, according to the police. And we're posting this on the WMAL page. If you go to the Mornings on the Mall, you go to our page there, you can see, watch the video. These guys had an argument about their food order around 4:45 in the afternoon, which I think is important. So they had an argument about their food order. And because they, these two men, were upset about it, they just started picking up avocados and hurling them at the bodega worker, who didn't see it coming behind the counter, not that far. This guy's got an arm. He hurls this avocado and then just starts picking up more and more and more and throwing them at the bodega worker. Then he goes on to the mangoes and the bananas and just starts throwing them at the worker. And the other guy, because he's got nothing to do, so he just starts trashing the chip section, because you see this far too often. But so while it's funny, because it's an avocado assault. The 21-year-old bodega worker suffered cuts and fractures to his face and a broken jaw.
I mean, it's not... Yeah, no. You would think a fruit fight would be the funniest thing you've ever seen. You watch this video. This is an aggressive assault. These are avocados, which, you know, the outer hard part of an avocado. A very hard fruit. This guy is chucking fastballs at this bodega worker's head. And the first one hits him square in the face. He obviously doesn't see it coming. And then continues to pick up avocados and just hurling them at a high rate of speed at this guy and just pummeling him to the point that, again, you mentioned he fractured his face and broke his jaw. Like, well, you scumbag. Like, this, it totally, obviously unacceptable. I hope they find these guys. I mean, they're caught on tape. They're as clear as day, thanks to new high-definition technology. You can see precisely what they were wearing, what they look like, everything. Just crushing this guy in a New York bodega.
Yeah, and when we first saw the story, we're like, oh, this is hilarious. And then we watched the video.
Well, yeah, when somebody tells you people are throwing fruit, that sounds funny.
It sounded very funny, especially when he goes to the bananas. But by that time, the damage was done. So you can watch the video. Check it out. It's at WMAL.com and go to the morning show page, Mornings on the Mall page, and you can check out the video there.
Oh, yeah. All right. Now, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Drag queen. 8-year-old drag queen.
What?
How about that?
An 8-year-old drag queen?
Mm-hmm. Well, wow. You got to start them young. If you want to make an impression in the business, you want any kind of success, you got to go early.
Yeah, that guy's going to be a big hit in the future. And then Dr. Stephen Farnsworth will be here to talk about the Virginia primaries. Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam both won yesterday. But how did it all happen? And what does it mean? And what's next for guys like Corey Stewart?